Hello and welcome to Brown Girl Table Talk. I'm your host, Erica L. Today's podcast is brought to you by 360 Degrees of Victory, where we empower lives from every angle. We're currently accepting applications for our mentoring program for girls, Victorious Gems. So please give us a call at 919-613-6048 or feel free to go to our website at www.360degreesofvictory.org. Thank you. Hello, everyone. On today's podcast, we have Ms. Kimberly Albritton. She's the business owner of Couture Copywriting. At Couture Copy, she partners with business owners, website designers, and influencers to provide one-on-one kind of website content, copywriting, and social media services. Her services are geared towards alleviating business writing, communication, and social media tasks so that you can focus on running your own business. She also provides services as far as blog posts, landing page copy, page service, product descriptions, you name it. She also has business writings for mission statements, vision statements, bios, slogans, taglines, press release, etc. Also, for as far as social media, she's also available on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
As you mentioned, my name is Kimberly Albritton, and I am from Rocky Mount, North Carolina. I currently reside in Raleigh. Just a little bit about me. I'm a storyteller. I've written all of my life. So I work in the corporate arena currently. However, I was also doing freelance copywriting for several years. And so now I've parlayed that into an actual copywriting business, which is Couture Copywriting.
Okay, awesome, awesome. So with that said, share with us of your current service you currently off under Couture Copywriting.
Yeah, absolutely. And so just for some of your listeners who may not be familiar, I know a lot of times people may see my service and think copywriting in terms of having some written work like a novel or something like that registered and copywritten. That's not what copywriting is in terms of what I do. Copywriting is providing written context or written content for your websites, your social media, and your marketing campaigns. So what I do is I do that for a litany of customers, but I try to focus on new businesses or small businesses just because I feel like they need the most help with making sure that their content matches their brand message and that it tells their story authentically and that it matches who they are, what they are, and the types of customers they want to bring in. So I do about us pages, professional bios. I also do product and service descriptions, anything from social media management or just providing your social media content. I also do email campaigns, pretty much anything that you may need for your website in terms of written content is what I can provide. I can do your email campaigns for you. I can send out memos for you. Just anything that a business may need that's written so that you can focus on running your day-to-day business and doing the things that you know well, which are your products and services. And I can step in and take care of any of your written communication for you.
Okay, that sounds awesome. So with that said, so say for example, just to give our listeners a good example of what you can provide for as far as for services, say I'm interested in increasing a listening ear to Brown Girl Table Talk. Mm-hmm. What advice would you give me if I was interested in a blog? of some kind. What your services, what type of services would you be able to render to me or someone else that's looking into that arena?
Right, absolutely. So I could definitely provide blog services. So say, for instance, we're talking about Brown Girls Table Talk, then, you know, you have your podcast themselves. But say once you have your website, and I do believe I just recently saw that your website is now up. So with your website, if you wanted to do quick blurbs or quick blogs about the content that is available in your podcast, and I can provide blogs for that to help with written content, with you sending out email notifications about upcoming podcasts, newly launched podcasts.
Okay. All right. Good. So with that content in mind, I love writing. I journal. Sometimes we find ourselves lost in the words that we're trying to say. What would be your advice to someone that is trying to, that's really fresh on, you know, writing? What that you find that you share with some of your clients? Not all. Don't share all your tips, because we want to provide, make sure that everyone is looking for you as far as that service. But just some little tidbits.
Yeah, absolutely. So one thing that I would say, if you're looking to try and do your own written content, is don't be afraid. Don't try to be so professional that you take away from being authentic to who you are and what your brand represents, right? So for instance, if you're doing a, say if you're doing a podcast, and you know that in your podcast, you know, you may speak a certain way, then don't make your writing try to be more professional or more buttoned up than what your podcast is. Those languages should match.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's one bit of advice, is just be authentic to who you are, because most people engage when they feel like they know exactly who they're speaking to, who they're following, or whose products and services they're interested in.
And that's true, which brings me, because of we African American females in the corporate world have been taught that we need to carry ourselves a certain way. Our hair needs to, instead of, you need to make sure you your skirt is not too short. Even from aspect, you know, I'm sharing with you from South Carolina, so the little dialect comes out, the geeky and all that. We have, you know, family from different cultures, so sometimes speaking fast, it just comes out, and everybody just say. So, you know, I'm glad that you and being yourselves, we are creating content. What would you share with someone who's sharing, period, you know?
Who's sharing
to you? Yeah, for example, they're interested in sharing. They're ready to move, take that first step, but they know to their company be able to encourage that person who doesn't have level of confidence yet, and sharing to the content. How can we be able to give them in regards to that?
Well, one thing I would say is don't be afraid. What I've learned a lot throughout business is that, you know what you know, and you're great at what you're great at, right? But there's no need to try to be a master of all things when there are other people who are completely competent to handle some of that for you and take some of that pressure off of you, right? Because we all know that, you know, social media is very prevalent in the business world and just in, you know, amongst your family. That's how a lot of us communicate, rather than picking up the phone and making a phone call. So written content and being able to properly translate your message is extremely important. And so for any business owner that's looking to make sure that their content is readily available and that it engages and that it amplifies your brand while also attracting customers who are paying customers, you've got to make sure that you're able to capture them in 15 seconds. You only have 15 seconds from the time someone goes to your website to really capture their attention before they're on to the next website. So the content that is on your website, your very first messages, have to be something that are attention grabbing that will make someone say, okay, I'm going to scroll and take a look and see what else is available, what else they're talking about. And so that's what we provide, or what I provide with Couture Copywriting, is I'm going to grab a visitor's attention for you in the first 15 seconds so that they'll continue to look at what you actually offer and the services and the products that you actually provide, so that they can become a paying client and not just a customer or a website visitor.
Okay. Wow. So that brings me into our next topic of discussion. I'm glad you said it. Social media. Mm-hmm. Social media is such a large platform now. And sometimes it could be, even me personally, I'm like, this is a little too much. It's overrated. Or sometimes people just, I find social media as more so an informative way to network and to mm-hmm. share versus what some people use the platform as, you know, bashing others or calling people out or what have you. What would you say to potential clients and, well, just to me as well? I mean, social media, how do you think social media has changed businesses as a whole when it comes to content and writing and, you know, things of that nature? Because a lot of times people can just take a very vague Twitter post and mm-hmm. make it as if someone just, you know, and make it as a threat almost. Mm-hmm. What do you say about that being, you know, right. social media as well as content?
Mm-hmm. Well, social media is an incredible tool if you use it correctly, right? And mm-hmm. so we all know that, we all understand that because we've seen the negative effects for it. But as a business, I think that it has a lot of positive connotations. So, you know, whereas you may start a business, just think about the fact that we're making technological advances every single day. So right now, podcasts are extremely popular. But, you know, a year from now, there can be something else that's the next wave. And so in order to reach a broad audience, a broader audience as possible, then you want to be able to utilize your social media platform so that someone in Raleigh can reach someone in Mississippi, or that someone in Mississippi can reach someone that's in Canada or in Africa, you know. And that's the power of social media. It extends your brand voice well beyond your radius, well beyond anyone that you could typically, you know, come in contact with on a regular day. You know, you think about previously, maybe 20 or 30 years ago, a lot of the contact was, you know, you were putting ads in newspapers. And, you know, now, and that would only reach the people who buy a newspaper within your general area. Now, with today's society, you can reach anyone in any country. Anyone could happen upon your content and say, okay, I'm interested in that. Let me take a click and look at their actual, you know, let me look at their Facebook page, or let me look at their Instagram. A picture can capture someone's attention, and that can lead to a follow, which will lead to a visit to your website. So social media is a great tool whenever it's used properly. So you just want to make sure that, again, you're staying authentic to your message, that you are promoting your product, and that you have a defined intention for what you want your social media platform to be. You don't just necessarily, of course, you want the likes and you want the follows, but what you want is for someone to purchase your service or your product. And so you want to make sure that you're driving those people to your website, or that those people are coming to your inbox and asking you about your services. So use your social media to increase your revenue.
Okay. And I guess with that being said, patience is a virtue, because some people feel like you can have a million likes in 5 days versus, you know, you may get only 2 or 3 likes in 5 days. So mm-hmm. I guess patience is a virtue, but making sure that content is strong and clear, I guess,
exactly.
is important. Okay.
Right. And that you have some consistency. One of the key things that anyone will tell you is that you want to be consistent. You can't post once a week. You definitely want to post a little bit more regularly than that. And then you also, you know, you can't post, you know, for a month straight, 3 or 4 times a week, and then the following month you don't post at all. And unfortunately, I'm guilty of that myself with my own social media. However, it's because I'm so busy running and managing other people's social media that I just don't really have the time to devote to mine right now. But for anyone that's really looking to increase your brand awareness, you definitely want to remain consistent. And so a lot of times, you know, running your own business, you don't have time for that. I know that personally for myself. So, you know, that's where someone like myself would come in and do that for you. We can make sure that we're setting up, you know, the proper accounts in order to be able to stay consistent and put out messages for you on a daily basis, you know, 2 times, 3 times a week, and make sure that you maintain that consistency so that the people that are already looking at you know when to expect some type of communication from you.
Okay. With that being said, branding, do you offer services when someone's interested in branding themselves, branding their company, branding whatever business they have? How are you an asset to someone who's in the process of branding something?
Right. So I do not offer any type of branding services. Everything that I do is strictly written content. Right. So, you know, say, for instance, that you may have a marketing manager, then that person and myself will work directly together in order to make sure that your written content matches the direction of your brand, of what they're trying to do in terms of marketing your brand for you. So I also work directly with website developers because I don't myself design websites, but I work closely with a young lady who is a website developer. And so she designs the websites and then I provide all the written content. For them.
Okay. Yes, that makes a lot of sense. I need that.
I know just who to speak to for you. So we can talk about that offline.
Okay. All right. Sounds great. So you mentioned the word consistency. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Brown Girl Table Talk, we try to be as transparent and authentic as possible. And we find in our daily lives alone that consistency sometimes can be so hard. Mm-hmm. For someone that is... as yourself, as far as copywriting, how do you stay up to date and be consistent with your clients?
I think it's just about, number one, especially with my clients, you know, they pretty much put their written content in my hand. So in terms of consistency from a copywriting standpoint, it's making sure that your brand, that your voice stays authentic and that your brand message is used consistently. So used, repetitively throughout your written content. So for instance, my handle on my page is We Write, You Profit, right? Mm-hmm. And so I'm constantly referring back to the fact that I will write it for you, but you're the one who's going to get the most benefit for that. So constantly saying, you know, constantly aligning the writing with your ability to profit from it and ability to gain revenue from it. So just making sure that, you know, that the customer understands from the first conversation that we have, you tell me what your goals are for your written content. And then from there, I will make sure that I'm aligning your messages, aligning your brand story with whatever it is you need. Because at the end of the day, you know, we know our businesses, like I said before, we know our businesses inside and out, right? But a lot of business owners don't know how to translate that into written form. So they may be able to tell you exactly what their business is, exactly, you know, how they run their business, because they may be great conversationalists, but they may not be great or strong writers. And that's where I come in. I can take what you tell me and I can turn that into a story in a written form for you that engages other customers and engages people to come to your website and come see about who you are and potentially become active customers or lifelong customers for your business.
How would you assist or aid an author if there's an aspiring author or an author that's written several books? Would your service be available to an author?
Well, what I can certainly provide for an author, for instance, is a professional bio for them that mm-hmm. explains, you know, who they are, the type of work that they've done before, because a lot of times you need a press kit. So we can do a press kit for an author for them to send out for any type of potential interviews or any, you know, whenever they're trying to get some fillers out there for the PR, the public relations side of their brand. So we can do that. We also, a lot of times, you know, authors need blogs in order to continue to make sure that their content stays relevant. So we can offer blogs for them, as well as social media content for them, because a lot of times, me being a new author myself, I know that, you know, you have events that are coming up that you need to make sure that people are aware about and things of that nature. So setting up, you know, your Eventbrite for you, setting up, the actual communication, setting up press releases for you, any of those type of things I can offer in a package for an author.
Oh, wow. So with that being said, that means you can do this for us. Any artist, as far as the performing artist, every, you know, anyone that has any type of business, if you're just, you know, selling shoes, they may need some PR information, you know, sent out. For marketing purposes. So you have a large arena that you can touch on, am I right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It covers the gamut. Everybody needs written content. Even as an author, you know, you can write all day in terms of your genre, but a lot of times it's difficult for people to tell stories about themselves or to speak about themselves. You may not actually know how to properly capture in written form who you are and what you do. And so that's where copywriting has become, you know, it's a business where you can easily make $100,000. Like, this is not, you know, anything that you take lightly by any chance. Like, we're constantly learning new concepts and new ways in order to make sure that we're staying at a relevant place in the marketplace. So this is not anything that's just, you know, fly by night. You try to stay consistent and knowledgeable about the content and where the market is moving so that you can make sure that whomever is using your services or utilizing your services is right in line with where the market is trending.
Okay. All right. Well, that makes sense. You know, in the healthcare field, I've been in the healthcare field for many, many years. And the rule of thumb is if you did not write it, document it, it did not happen. So I think that's along the lines of your business. Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Absolutely.
So you're just helping people instead of them. You're helping them document pretty much.
Right. Absolutely.
And documentations can be utilized as milestones. With that being said, has anyone ever said, you know, can you come over and speak with my great grandmother who's 100 years old and take what she's saying to you and put it in a written document? Have you ever done something like that before? Or
you know,
can that even be done?
It can. And you know what? I have not done that specifically before, but let me tell you exactly how Couture was kind of birthed, because, mm-hmm. you know, several years ago with the Trayvon Martin case, and this isn't to try, you know, make it a sad thing, but this is where I really became passionate about this type of writing from.
Okay.
So you know what the climate was and the, you know, throughout society at that time. And so what I realized in that moment was that it is extremely important for us to recycle our dollars within our community, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so from that, what I began doing was a blog called The Color of Ingenuity. And so what that blog did is I took African-American entrepreneurs, innovators, thought leaders, and I interviewed them. And then I put it into a blog, into written form. And so a lot of times what would happen immediately after I sent the blog out to the person or the, you know, the business owner, they would say, oh my God, like, you told my story in a way that I never would have imagined being able to tell. Like, I had to look at it and read it again. Is this me? You know, those kinds of things. And so they really fell in love with the way that I told their story. And so with me realizing that, I just began to kind of hear about some people who were taking months to launch their websites. Like, they wanted to be a business owner. They wanted to be an entrepreneur, but they didn't know what to put on their website to, you know, about their products and services or for their About Me pages or any of that. They didn't know how to provide that copy for themselves. And so I realized at that moment that if we want to recycle our dollars within our communities, that some way we've got to be able to help these business owners and these entrepreneurs get off the ground. Yes. And I knew that I wrote well, so that was some way that I could be an assistance of making sure that we are getting back to owning our own businesses and recycling our dollars within our communities.
Wow, that's amazing. As an African-American woman running a business, what would you say is one of your biggest struggles today?
For me personally, I'm an introvert, so it takes a lot, like networking events and things of that nature are really difficult for me, and I'm trying to push past that, but it can be difficult. Like I can go to a room, a lot of times I talk myself out of going to events. So I'll say, okay, I'm going to go to this event, and then it gets closer and closer and my anxiety starts to set in and I'm like, I don't want to go. So that's something that I know I've got to work on, because the more people that know about my business, then the more potential I have for customers. However, I've been really blessed to have a strong presence and a great word of mouth campaign. So if someone's used my services before, they'll typically tell someone else who's in need of them. So a lot of my business has come from people telling other people about my services, because I take each one of my customers seriously, and I respect their dollar, and so I try to make sure that I provide them the best possible content to make sure that they're completely satisfied, so that when someone talks about needing their services, they can confidently say, I know a woman that runs a business called Couture Copywriting. You have to get in contact with her.
Wow. And that's amazing. I couldn't even think about you even being an introvert, but I guess you're not really an introvert, because I think you're the behind the scenes kind of person, you know. And I share with this with my son. Mm-hmm. I explained to him, I say, you see the rapper out there, he's not making money. You know who's making the most money? It's the behind the scenes person. Most of the time, rappers do not write their own raps, their own songs. It's the person that wrote the song. You know, Beyonce, mm-hmm. she doesn't write all her songs. Mm-hmm. It's right. The person who wrote the songs. And I think that's where you are. You're not an introvert. You're just a behind the scenes kind of person, right? You're the one who makes the stars shine.
Right, right.
In actuality, you're the star, you know.
I like that. Look, I like that idea, but I want to always keep the focus on the business owner. Like, it's their story. I'm just the one that's there to tell it. So they're right. The stars. I'm just there helping them shine, like you said.
Yeah. You know, you like Russell Simmons, God bless the night, you know, when he kind of dropped the mic person, you know, from, and I was getting ready to say In Living Color, it's not In Living Color, Def Comedy Jam.
Yeah, Comedy Jam.
So, you know, Russell Simmons was the eye of that, you know, but his thing was, this is the platform for all the comedians to come on so they can shine. He didn't have nothing to say but God bless and good night.
Right, but he built the platform.
He built the platform. So that's you. That's you, Kimberly.
Well, thank you. I didn't look at it in that way.
Well, there you go. Look at it that way, girl. Look at it that way. Yeah, so, you know, in closing, what would if you could give our listeners any type of advice, what would it be?
The first piece of advice I'd give is just, you know, it's kind of a repeat, but be authentic. Be who you are. You know, it used to be that the way that people found you was by, you know, word of mouth alone, or by mm-hmm. an ad that you put in, by a circulator or something like that. Now everything is digital. So make sure that you have a digital footprint. Make sure that you have a website. Make sure that you have some type of social media presence. And that doesn't mean overwhelming yourself and creating a platform on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and Pinterest and everything else you can think of. Figure out what speaks directly to the audience, to who your target audience is, and then you make sure that you do that particular platform really, really well. And so whenever you need help with that, that's what I'm here for. That's what a copywriter is here for. But beyond anything else, be true to who you are, because nothing cuts through ice like someone feeling like they know exactly who you are, what type of services you will provide to them, the integrity behind your business, and the fact that they may be able to relate to you in some way.
Wow. Thank you so much for that great advice. I even took that in myself. So how can we reach out to you? Are you on any social media platforms of any kind? Share with us how we can reach out to you.
Yeah, absolutely. So the number one way, especially if you're in need of any type of copywriting services, is to reach out to me via my website, which is www.couturecw.com, and I'll spell that for you. So it's couturecw.com. There you can just get to know a little bit more about the services that I offer. And it also has an option for you to book a consultation with me. There's a 30-minute free consultation where we can get on the phone and have a conversation about what your needs are and how I can help you and partner with you to meet those needs so that you're making sure that you're reaching your target market. And so that's the number one way. But I am also available on Facebook as well as Instagram. And it's Couture CW there as well on both Facebook and Instagram.
I'm just kind of briefly strolling through your website. You have a book coming out, don't you?
I do. I actually just recently released my first children's book. It's not my first publication ever, but it is my first children's book. So it's my baby. Mm-hmm. It is something I am so proud of. It's titled Better Than Me. And so I actually have a book signing coming up in the Raleigh area on Friday the 28th at the J.D. Lewis Multipurpose Center. So I'm extremely excited about that. It's from 7 to 9 p.m.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Thank you so much for being with us on Brown Girl Table Talk. I cannot say thank you enough. Looking forward to hearing more from you as your business grows, as your company grows.
Thank you.
So thanks again, and we look forward to hearing more from you.
You can now listen to us on your favorite app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, you name it, we're there. So listen to us. Brown Girl Table Talk.
Hi, everyone. We just want to say thank you to all our listeners. And with that being said, we now have a website you can go to. It's bgtt.onuniverse.com. Again, the website is bgtt.onuniverse.com. You can check us out there. Any information you need to know about Brown Girl Table Talk is there. Thank you so much again, listeners, and we appreciate your support.